mic to the vent. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're considering and thinking about some truths from God's Word that I hope you will join us and considering what a privilege it is to know the true and the living God. We're basically studying the new birth blessings that become ours when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We've already talked about the gift of eternal life. We presently are discussing the Trinity, and we've taken a little side trip the last couple of broadcasts as we've been discussing wisdom, the wisdom of God compared to man's wisdom, and how that by wisdom man knew not God, by earthly wisdom, as we saw over in the book of James, the difference between God's wisdom and earthly wisdom. And so we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We're going to finish this and get back to our study concerning the Trinity over in the Gospel of John. But we've taken this little side trip as we're thinking about how that the wisdom of this world turns men away from God, because the wisdom of this world is under the control of Satan. Satan is spoken of in the Scripture as the god of this world system, and the world system and the governments of this world are under the control of Satan. That's why there's so much chaos and so much confusion in the world. God is not the author of confusion, but Satan is, beloved. And so that's why under his control and dominion there's so much confusion and chaos and conflict and fighting and so much sin that is abounding. But God's wisdom transforms and changes an individual. And we're told here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, but of him, speaking of God, if you'll notice the context, verse 28, speaking of God, are ye in Christ Jesus? This is the miracle of the new birth. Through faith in Jesus Christ, we're born into the family of God, and we're placed into Christ Jesus. That is, God sees the believer in Christ through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom. And so the believer has wisdom that the highly educated unbeliever does not have and does not know. And that's why so much fun is made of the Bible. That is, so much mockery and scoffing and ridicule is made of the Word of God in higher education. These places, so-called, of higher education where worldly wisdom is taught, but the wisdom of God is not known and is not understood. But of God are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. And so the Apostle Paul was telling the church at Corinth in verse 7, that he came to them speaking the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. That is, God chose the believer before the foundation of the world, that we would be his and belong to him. Because, beloved, had it been left to us, none of us would have come to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, God says, whosoever will may come. And that's true. Whosoever will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ can be saved and can be born again. That means you, my friend, that's listening to this broadcast. If you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior, oh, beloved, I urge you to open your heart and ask the Lord Jesus to come into your life. He'll transform you. He'll make a new person out of you. He'll make your life fulfilled and meaningful. He'll give you joy and peace like you've never known before. It's the greatest thing in all the world to know the Lord Jesus Christ and to believe in Him, to accept Him, to believe that Christ died for your sin, that He was buried, that He arose from the grave, that He lives today seated at the right hand of God the Father, that if you'll ask Him, He'll send the Holy Spirit of God into your spirit to do that work of salvation, to bring you into relation with God the Father, with God the Son, with God the Holy Spirit, to make a new person out of you, and to give you eternal life. Oh, beloved, there's so much that an individual receives when they accept this free gift of God. For Christ paid the price. All we have to do is to accept it, to receive it. And so this is what he's telling us here, that the wisdom of God is far superior to the wisdom of the world. For he said here in verse 7, "But we speak the wisdom of God, not in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained," that is, he established it before the foundation of the world. This was in God's plan before the foundation of the world, that Jesus Christ would die for man's sin. God knows all things. He knew that man was going to fall into sin. He knew that man was going to need a Savior. Why did He allow it to happen? To show us His love, to help us to understand that God is love. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. And so the princes of this world that are under the power of Satan knew not, they knew not what was going to be accomplished through the death of Christ, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. You see, beloved, that's the amazing thing about Satan. He plays right into the plan of God and doesn't even know it. That's how foolish, how dumb, how ignorant he is. And yet he is a master deceiver. We're told in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 9, we're told that he's a master at deception. He's a master at leading people into deceptions and lies. And so, beloved, he leads people into thinking that because they have a little bit of education, they're smarter than everybody else, and they don't need God, when in reality they need God so very, very much, because they've been deceived by Satan and are blind. There's nothing wrong with a good education. It's a good thing to have an education. But remember, knowledge puffeth up. Knowledge can make one proud. Knowledge can make one feel like they do not need the Lord. They do not need salvation. They do not need forgiveness. It can keep one from coming to the Lord if they're not careful. And so none of the princes of this world knew it, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him." But, here's a contrast, the word "but" means there's a contrast, "but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit." Oh, there's so many wonderful things concerning the future that the world knows nothing about. But the child of God knows, because God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit and through His Word. You don't need to go to a fortune teller to find out the future. You can find it out by reading the Word of God. God tells us in the book of Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ, this book of Revelation of amazing future events that are going to occur. The Bible tells us the future, beloved. That's all you need. When you have Jesus Christ, you have everything that you need. And so, beloved, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for him them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God. For the Holy Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit of God is our teacher. That's what we read over in John chapter 14, that he, the Holy Spirit, would lead us into all truth. Now we have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. But here's the reason that the educated man often does not know God, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. That is, it's through the power of the Holy Spirit that truth of God's Word is revealed and is made known and is made clear. And that's why only can an individual who knows Jesus as Savior begin to understand the Word of God. And as a child of God, a person is born into the family of God, he's a little babe in Christ, he does not understand the deeper truths of God's Word, only the simple truths of God's Word, just as a newborn physical baby cannot have a meat, it has to have a simple diet. But the more the baby eats of the simple diet, the more the baby grows, and the more the baby develops teeth and develops physical bones that help, and physical flesh that helps the baby to grow and to mature until the baby's able to eat a more solid diet. The same thing is true spiritually. When we're born into God's family, we're babes in Christ, but the more we study the Word, the more we go to God's house, the more we fellowship with God's people, the more we begin to learn spiritual truth and grow spiritually and come to understand the wisdom and the knowledge of God. And so, beloved, we see the wisdom of God, the truth of God. Oh, how wonderful it is to know the living Christ. And these are some of the glorious treasures that are given to the believer, to know things that the ungodly do not know, to understand truth that the ungodly do not understand. And, oh, beloved, to realize who Satan is and that he's our enemy that deceives the world, and how many in this world are deceived and are under false religion, believing they're doing God service when they're being deceived by Satan. Till next time, goodbye.